I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Veterans Day 2019. I welcome, of course, my audience here in Columbus, Ohio on AM 880. And a 104.5 FM, but it is also, again, my distinct privilege to welcome our listeners in Washington, D.C. on WAVA 105.1 FM. Welcome to all of Don Crow's listeners, as Don is away for a few days on a mission trip, and I have the privilege of simulcasting in Columbus, Ohio, and in Washington, D.C. Well, today is Veterans Day, and I would love to open the phones to honor veterans. If you have a veteran in your home, your family, why don't you give me a call? 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. And honor a father, a mother, a brother, a sister, a son, or a daughter, veterans who are serving in our armed forces right now, veterans who have served in the past, and obviously veterans who have given their life for our service or have just passed away. I would love to hear from you, and I would love to give you the opportunity to honor veterans today, and I will expand that. If you are a veteran, would you give me the privilege, the honor of receiving your phone calls so that I could thank you on behalf of our listeners for your service to our country? Now again, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Right now I've got wide open phone lines, and I would love to use those to honor veterans in our audience. 877-BOB-LIVE. Where did Veterans Day come from? Well, it comes from the 11th hour, the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918 that signaled the end of World War I. The year after the end of World War I, Armistice Day was initiated, again, celebrating the end of World War I. And in 1954, President Dwight D. Eisenhower officially changed the name of the holiday from Armistice Day to Veterans Day for obvious reasons, because of the end of World War II, so that the country could honor the veterans not only from the previous wars prior to World War I, but also World War I and World War II. So in 1954, November 11th became Veterans Day by proclamation of President Dwight D. Eisenhower. Then in 1968, the Uniform Holidays Bill was passed by Congress, and that moved the celebration of Veterans Day to the fourth Monday in October. I actually remember that. The law went into effect in 1971. But then in 1975, President Gerald Ford returned Veterans Day to November 11th due to the important historical significance of the date. And obviously, it does not fall on Monday very often. So this year is, just a very special year. Veterans Day commemorates veterans of all wars that America has been involved in. You've heard it said, freedom is not free. What has been the price, the cost of freedom? You ready for this? In the Revolutionary War, there were 4,435 deaths. War of 1812, 2,260. In the Indian Wars, 1,000. The Mexican War, 13,283. The Civil War, America's bloodiest war, was American against American, 498,332. The Spanish-American War, 2,446. World War I, 116,516 Americans. In World War II, 405,399 in World War II. The Korean War, 54,246. The Vietnam War, 90,220. The Persian Gulf War, 1,565. And since that time, the Global War on Terror, 6,852. That means that 1.1 million Americans have died to assure our freedom and our liberty. 1.1 million lives given to assure us our freedom. Today, out of 329 million Americans, there are approximately 1.3 million in active duty. I honestly did not know we had that many. Out of 329 million Americans, 1.3 million are active duty, and add to that another 800,000 who are involved in the reserves. So today, we set aside time to honor all veterans, living and dead, from all of the armed forces in America. And I just want to thank personally someone who, I'm not a veteran. It's a long, involved story. During the Vietnam War, I was actually drafted twice. They lost the paperwork. I was ready to report. But I guess because of that, since I came so close to serving in Vietnam and did not, I am just especially grateful for those who did. So for me and all of us here at Bob Burney Live, and I think from our entire audience, I want to thank the veterans in our audience. And that's why I want to open the phone lines to give you the opportunity to honor the veterans in your life. Or if you are a veteran, please give me the personal honor to thank you for your service. We need to take a break. When we come back, Imago in Leesburg, Virginia will be up first. Right now I have one phone line available and only one. You're listening to Bob Burney Live. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live here in Columbus, Ohio, and also in Washington, D.C. on WAVA 105.1 FM. And we have opened the phones to allow you to honor veterans on this Veterans Day 2019. And I'm looking at full phone lines, so let's go immediately to the phones. First up is Imago in Leesburg, Virginia. Imago, I hope I pronounced your name correctly.
No, you didn't.
I didn't. Help me out.
Right. It's Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
Yep.
Emmanuel. Well, I apologize, Emmanuel. I am honored that you've called. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Right. Good evening, sir. I always listen to your program, and I'm calling to dedicate this moment for my brother, who is not well at the moment. He's suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
He's 45 years old. I pray that God heals him, but sometimes I get very worried. He's not married. He's not got any kids. And I'm dedicating this program to him, that God will heal him speedily.
What branch of the military did he serve in?
He was in the Navy.
In the Navy. And how long did he serve?
Served over 15 years.
Wow. Well, the PTSD thing is so real and such a concern for so many people. What is your brother's first name, Emmanuel?
Adam.
Adam?
Yeah.
All right.
E-E-E-M.
Well, I'm going to ask my audience to pray for him. All right?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. And would you please express to your brother, Adam, our gratitude for his service to our country. Tell him there is an entire radio audience all over the state of Ohio and Washington, D.C., and Maryland and Virginia, and who knows where else, that are going to be lifting him up in prayer, and we are grateful for his service to our country. Would you do that?
Yes, I will.
All right. God bless you. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. God bless you. And next, from Rockville, Maryland, I've got a staff sergeant on the line. Is that correct?
Correct.
And what is your first name?
Marilia.
Marilia?
Yes.
All right. And you are currently serving in our armed forces?
No, I retired in 1995. I worked 75 to 95.
Okay.
For the Marine Corps.
Well, God bless you. God bless you. Were you deployed?
No, I just was transferred to Japan and all that, but no, I didn't get to fight in any wars.
Well, don't say just. You served our country, and because of that, we honor you and we thank you for your service to our country, and I am deeply honored that you have called today.
I'm still working for the military.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay, as a civilian?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you for that as well.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for calling. And again, I'm just deeply honored that you've called, and we want to honor you for your service to our country. Thank you.
God bless.
You as well. Love this. Hey, my number is 877-BOB-LIVE. I now have a phone line available. If you were trying to call earlier and got a busy signal, I've got a phone line available now. We're honoring veterans today. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Next up in Lynchburg, Ohio, is Jamie. Hi, Jamie. Welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live.
Thank you for taking my call, Bob.
My pleasure.
Yeah, I wanted to honor my dad. He's a Vietnam vet. I think he was in the 101st Airborne in the Army. So I just wanted to honor him today because we just got some bad news here a couple of weeks ago that his kidney count is like double what it's supposed to be.
Oh.
They cannot really do anything because they can't even put him under for anything because he's had a couple stents put in his widowmaker.
Yeah.
So there's nothing really they can do, and he doesn't want to go through the dialysis or anything, so he just kind of taking day by day because he's got the Agent Orange and stuff. It's affected all his body. He's really suffered the last probably 4 or 5 years pretty bad. He either just lays in bed or gets up and does what he can do about it.
So your dad would be late 60s, early 70s?
He's 71.
71. Well,
yeah. So I would really, really appreciate it if you and the audience could give him a prayer because, like I said, I don't know how long it'll be or whatever, but I know he's just going to take it day by day. So,
what is your dad's first name, Jamie?
Roger.
Roger. All right. Well, we've already got Adam on our prayer list today.
Yeah, I was like, sure, prayers for him too.
Yeah.
People just don't seem to understand how some people today, when they see the things that's going on with our flag and everything, they don't think it's nothing, but you don't know until you've got a military family or a family member or whatever, what that flag honors. And I just like to say to everybody out there that, you know, that flag is our military people.
Well, absolutely. And the Vietnam War veterans face such horrible things in Vietnam, but then they face some pretty horrible things back here in America as well. And that's my generation. And
yeah, like he's told me some stories here and there, and he won't really talk a whole lot about it because he just doesn't want me to really hear about the bad things that's, you know, that's happened or he's done. I mean, he's not proud of it at all. So,
well, you know, our military veterans today, for the most part, are honored, and rightfully so. But during the Vietnam era, you know, they would come back to the airport and there'd be people spitting on them and calling them baby killers. And no matter what anyone thought about the Vietnam War, all they were doing was serving their country. And as I said, I was actually drafted and told to wait for my orders. They never came because they lost my paperwork. You know, had I gone, it didn't make any difference whether I agreed with the war or not. I was going to fulfill my duty, as your father did, and as thousands did, and 90,000 of them gave their lives.
People don't understand about the kid thing, because my dad told me one story where him and another guy was taking a break, and they put their guns up next to a tree and was getting a drink. And a kid run up and grabbed the guy that was with him, his gun, and shot him and threw the gun down and was gone before my dad could even get his gun. It was like, you know,
Jamie
was right involved in all of it.
Unfortunately, I got to go. The music's playing, but thank you. And please tell your dad we're going to be praying for him. Would you do that? All right. More Bobberty Live coming right up.